Let's do a prayer to get into a place if you want to see spirits and you're going to go into a location, like maybe a prayer protection prayer to get ready, just a preparation prayer. If you're new here, I'm Brixinta, I'm a medium. That just means that I can see in the spirit realm. Mostly I just see angels, demons, and other entities that are good or good and bad, good and dark. Light and dark, things like that. And I thought, I've seen so many police officers over here. I don't know what's going on. I thought that it might be helpful to take you through a guided prayer because you guys over on Instagram asked for a guided prayer. I thought that sounded boring and you guys wouldn't be interested, but you were. Almost everybody voted yes. So we did one. That was just kind of a general one, like being in a location. But I thought maybe we could do one if you're gonna like prepare to go into a location or prepare to go into the spot of just like praying to see in the spirit so that you can be protected, that you can get into a better place where you're able to hear and experience or see easier. Everybody experiences things differently. You might be somebody who sees everything, literally. You might be somebody who sees it in the mind's eye. You might be somebody who hears a lot. You might be somebody who smells things. You might be somebody who has feelings. There's like so many different things. I'm somebody who has a lot of feelings. I do get some pictures in my mind. Occasionally I'll hear things. I have actually interacted with a couple of apparitions before. Those are just weird because you don't know it until afterwards. And then you piece it together and you're like, what? Because people are like, oh, that's so scary. And it's like, it's really not because you don't know when it's happening. And it's not until later you're like, what? Just wait, what? Wait, 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 wait. So, like that. And then, too, like, I want you guys to be able to go into this, if you want to go into that place, to be able to go into it safely. So that if you encounter things, you can safely get away from them or remove yourself from them or remove them from you, however you need to, especially if it's something in your house. Hopefully it's not in your house, but I want you guys to feel peace and safety and make this a little bit less scary, like kind of demystify things a little bit. So that's why protection is important when you go into a place, even if it's your own house. Protecting your house is important as well. And I want you to feel more comfortable when you do encounter things, knowing that just like peace of mind. So, sorry to walk in the dog across the street. So, I thought the guided prayer might be useful in getting into that place and knowing how to get into that place, knowing how to tap in and out of that place because. If it's on nonstop, it is A, it leaves you more susceptible for attachments and things like that. Whereas attachments can wreak havoc on your life. They are, you can get rid of them if you really want to, and you can protect yourself from getting them in the first place. So that's kind of what the goal here is, to help you not get into that place. But if you do, know how to get out of it, so that your life's not just more chaotic or more harder than it needs to be, and that you feel safe all the time, that you feel comfortable, and that if you do encounter things, you know how to deal with them and you're not afraid. Because really, I pray to God. I believe in Jesus, and He has given us authority. And typically, I highly recommend not praying things out of places if you're not staying there. And even then, I don't recommend praying them out. I just recommend, unless it's your own house, I recommend just binding them or moving them to a different place. So that if you're staying there. If you're not staying there, I don't recommend doing anything with them unless you feel threatened. If you have, and setting boundaries is important. So we'll start off in our prayer by placing some protection and setting some boundaries. So that's probably what today's gonna look like. If you have questions, please let me know. I am at Brixenta just about everywhere. BRIXENTA, just like on here. Instagram is probably the best place if you want to send me a message, but you can find me on TikTok. I'm super active there. It's my largest following though, so it might be a little bit harder to get a hold of me there. YouTube, I'm pretty active on as well. But if they have the messages, I don't know how to use them, so you would just have to get a hold of me in the comments. So let's start this prayer. So I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to guide you and in hopes that it helps you. So you can do things however you need or want to do them. You can tweak it to make it fit for you, or you can just use this as like a little bit of information, how whatever works for you. I believe in God, so that's who I'm going to pray to. I believe in Jesus, so that's who I'm praying to. But there's no judgment here from me. I just love that you're here. So Holy Spirit, I welcome you into this place right now. Thank you so much, God, that you have given us authority, that we don't have to be scared, that you have given us protection if we ask for it, that we have power to even release, call in angels and release them. And that any spiritual warfare, we're not fighting alone, and that we can be protected. I just pray right now that you would place a hedge of protection around us. Now, something that I can't stand is when things touch me, like spirits touch me. So I always place that boundary right away. So in the name of Jesus right now, I place a boundary right now that no spirit would be able to touch me, because I do not like that, and that is one of my boundaries. I thank you for that protection. I'm gonna call in an angel to come follow us, so that if we need the angel, that angel is there to fight for us. If we should come across anything that we need it. And that way we also feel a little bit safer, a little bit more comfortable. Sometimes that's something that I do too. If I'm feeling like antsy about a location, or like just a little bit on edge, or like not really sure, sometimes I'll just call in an angel to like come along, like, hey, can you come with me? May not need you, but I feel a lot more safe and I feel a lot better if you come with me. So that's perfectly acceptable as well. And any other boundaries you want to put in place, I would say put those boundaries in place. You can even put boundaries in places with angels and anything you call in for protection, for guidance, for help. You can place boundaries for those as well. And if you need, I typically just pray. I fairly regularly like journal and like clean house, so to speak, in my own spirit realm, as well as my physical house and things. I like pretty much regularly upkeep on those things, and occasionally I'll like anoint things with oil, anointing oil, but like typically I don't use physical objects unless it's like writing in a journal. But whatever works for you, make sure you have that object, those objects, however you want to do this. Because like some people sometimes like an amethyst, for instance. I don't know anything about crystals, but like take an amethyst. Like some people would carry that around and be like, this reminds me that I'm protected, so that if I ever feel scared, I can remember to just pray an extra prayer for protection, place that hedge of protection around myself, and it's just a physical reminder, that you are protected. Or it's a physical reminder to, once you open up in the spiritual realm, it's a physical reminder to close it, close the doors that you opened. So whatever it is that you need to do, whatever process you need to take, do that. There's nothing. There's no. The power is coming from the higher power that you pray to. In my case, I pray to God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. The power is coming from there and you. It's not coming from the object. But sometimes those objects can help us. I actually don't know where I'm at right now because I just realized I took a bunch of twists and turns and wasn't paying attention to where I was going. I'm walking in a really old neighborhood, so I figured that doing this prayer here would be really good because it's a really old neighborhood. It's like 1800s, and oftentimes things, the older things are, the more things are there. Not always. Sometimes it's pretty clear, but like, it's been around a while. There's just oftentimes a lot of stuff. But anyways, so I thought that it would be a good time to at least do the preparation prayer. We'll see about doing the closing prayer as well. But in preparation to either go to this location, or if you're already at the location and getting ready to explore or whatever, whatever it is that you're doing right now, whatever your goal is right now, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would open our eyes and our heart to what's going on in the spirit right now. That you would show us, that you would keep us safe, that you would, if we are in a place where we're not going to be safe, that we would know that and leave, that we would feel that and leave. Yeah, and so now what I'm going to do is, if sometimes to get like really focused, especially at the beginning, like when I first started all this stuff, I would sit, close my eyes, and rock. And like, it would take a lot longer. So this may not be a long enough prayer for you. You may have to do it longer. Or depending on the location, you may have to do a longer prayer. Like if it's a really intense place, or just you have a weird day. Like every day looks different. Every prayer looks different. This is true of me. And so I hope you don't feel any like disappointment or shame or anything like that. If you're like, oh, I feel like I need extra, it's totally fine. Some days I did too. When I first started, I really needed a lot of extra. But what I would do is I would sit on the floor or in the chair and I would rock back and forth. That's usually subconscious. I just do it. I think it helps get in the place. I don't really know. I would close my eyes and really focus. And then when I would ask to see in the spirit realm, then I would open my eyes, or now, like, it's usually just, like, a really brief, like, hey, what's going on here, but, like, open my eyes, and then I would look around and see if I see anything in my mind's eye. Now, you might experience things differently, so you may not see anything in your mind's eye. You may hear things. You may smell things. It might be a different experience for you, and that's okay. I'm not seeing anything at the moment. I did have to, before I started recording, like, well before, like, when I very, very first got into the neighborhood, I saw this entity in the street in my mind's eye, and I had to put up some boundaries so that it wouldn't follow me, and wouldn't come after me, because it was there to destroy. It was a pretty, like, spiritually bad neighborhood. Right now, I'm not experiencing a lot. I'm not, like, sometimes I'll still have some walls up, because I've been doing a lot of this last few days, because we filmed a lot of video. This week was a filming week, and I filmed 3 different days, different locations, and so, like, I've been in that place a lot, plus, like, other stuff, just regular stuff in life hasn't happened, so I'm kind of preserving. How do you say that word? Why is that so hard to say? My energy. So that I can continue forward. And that's perfectly acceptable too. If you're in a place and you're like, I don't have the energy for this, you can just put the walls up and like be like, hey, because that's normally what I do, unless it's for a purpose, like talking to you guys about it, exploring a location, or like if I'm staying at a place. Like typically I just have my walls up and I'm like, only tell me if I'm in danger, like otherwise I don't want to know, in the spirit realm. So that's perfectly acceptable as well, because you may be praying to a higher being that has endless energy, but you are human, and so you can conserve your energy, and that's totally fine. So like I'm like half like going like, hey, what's going on, and half like I don't want to know too much, so if it's nothing crazy, tell me. Otherwise, like, not having it, because I'm kind of wiped out from this week was pretty heavy, and I was battling some spiritual warfare last night too. So, that's just something to keep in mind and thought. So I thought I'd throw that out there since that's where I'm at right now. And so I'm really not seeing a ton. I'm seeing some stuff in the distance, but again, like, I'm not looking super deep into anything. If I did, I guarantee I would find some stuff, because I did feel some stuff going through these neighborhoods, because I'm like walking back through, because I did that and then started filming a podcast. I mean, recording a podcast. I guess. Do you guys want this on video too, or do you like listening? Just curious. But we're at a busy road right now, so I'm going to pause and come back. Okay, so now we are back. That street was really busy. I didn't want to cross and do the podcast thing, but plus it was kind of loud. So we're in the neighborhood that's, we're like in the part of the neighborhood that's quite dark. So I can tell you what I've seen in the past. I'm not going to go too deep into it because, like I said, my energy is down. But there's a particular house here that I have always, I feel in this neighborhood a lot of dark spiritual stuff going on. There's one house in particular I can tell you the murder happened. There's a lot of dark stuff over here. So I typically don't really tap in. I just make sure I'm protected, and if anything's gonna come at me. And again, I place those boundaries, like, you cannot follow me. You cannot come home with me. You cannot follow me. You cannot attach yourself to me. You cannot touch me. Those are my boundaries. You can decide what you want to do. I highly recommend being around other people who know the spirit realm. That way you can get feedback. You can get help, especially if you're newer, because holy moly, I've made a lot of mistakes. That's part of why I'm filming these or recording these, because I don't want you guys to have to make the same mistakes, because man, it made my life so much harder than it needed to be. But, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to start to wrap up. And because, like, for me, where I'm at now, like, if you're more advanced, you can probably just tap in and be like, hey, what's going on in the spirit? Be like, okay, I'm done now, close it and move on. That's typically what I do. Unless it's like a pretty intense place, and sometimes there's not like any tapping in or out. It's too intense. It's just there. Or I'm like, I don't want to tap in over this place, like where I'm at right now. So it just gauge how you're feeling, and gauge in your body too, like how you feel in your body, because sometimes when you're experiencing things in the spirit, like, you'll feel dizzy or nauseous or get chills or like things like that. That's why if you're trying to grow your gifts, I really like going with somebody, and B, going to a place where you can look the history up, because what's really cool is and you'll see this in some of the videos too, like, I'll go to a place and I'll be like, I feel like we just made these spirits mad, we need to go, like the last video that Kelly and I filmed, and she's like, yeah, I was feeling that too actually, but I was just kind of keeping my distance. I was like, oh, okay, well, I feel like we need to go now. And she's like, okay, because yeah, I was kind of feeling that too. So like, there was confirmation there, so the Illinois, the other video that we did, that is, it's actually coming up Monday, so by the time this podcast is up, it will be out on YouTube. But the Illinois Soldiers and Sailors Children's School and Orphanage, there, I was like, I feel so sad, and not because I feel like, because there's like reports of people feeling a lot of this heavy spirit of depression. I didn't feel that. I did feel really sad, but it was like sad because I felt like kids were really mistreated. And I did the history on it, which if you watch the video, you'll see I did the history research on it afterwards, and that was confirmed. Like, there was this one caretaker in particular who was reported to have very much mistreated the kids. So like, if you go to a place that you can actually research later, and if you take a friend, like A, your friend can confirm or be like, oh, I don't know. And sometimes it's not necessarily, no, that's not happening. It's just they feel things differently and experience things differently, and you're not experiencing the same thing. It's totally fine. So like, if you get total body chills when your friend says something, then it's usually confirmation. Or like, there's just like different things. Your body will have reactions sometimes. Your friends can confirm or deny. You can confirm or deny with research. Like, there's so many things out there if you're trying to grow this gift. So right now what I want to do is, especially those of you that are new to this or haven't done it a lot, I want to close this. That way nothing goes with you. And I just want to put those boundaries back in place. Nothing can follow us. Nothing can attach to us. There's a lot of stuff going on right there. I just got dizzy. There's only like in front of that one house. So nothing can attach to us. Nothing can touch us. Nothing can follow us home. We're getting ready to leave. Thank you for showing yourself. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being present. Thank you, Angel, for coming along with us and helping protect us and being there if we needed you. And if you did any fighting for us, thank you so much for that as well. And that's the downside of reporting these outside. Noisy truck. The trucks are so noisy. Thank you so much, God, for the fact that we don't have to fear. And you're just there protecting us. And I close in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'm back. I was gonna talk for a couple more minutes. There was a kid, dog, and I didn't want to, she looked a little nervous, so I wanted to like make sure and be like, hey, it's okay. I don't mind the dog. Like, you're good. So just make sure you set clear boundaries, that you close things out, like think. If you communicate with anything, think it for communicating. Make sure to let it know that not to come home, not to follow you. And I pray just an extra helping. I don't know why it's a helping. Just some extra protection over us right now as we close out our session. And I hope that this helps. You feel safer. You feel more confident because you don't have to be afraid. And yes, obviously, there are times where things freak me out. I get afraid. Like, it's a normal human reaction. But like, the more you get into this and do this more, like, the more you kind of can discern what's going on and you know you don't have to be afraid, and you feel a lot more peaceful. And I especially want you to feel peaceful in your own house. Yeah, definitely want you to feel peaceful in your own house. And I want that to be a safe space for you for sure. But hopefully this helps. If you have questions, please let me know. Again, at Brick Center, just about everywhere. Your best chance of sending me a DM is probably on Instagram, but TikTok and YouTube I'm on quite a bit as well. But I'm on Twitter and Threads and things like that too, but I don't use those so often. But I love you so much. I believe in you. Dream big. Take action. Bye.